So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha of kohen asur l'seyeh beis agronos. A kohen may not help out in the fields in order to secure the truma for himself. The Gemara proceeds that this isra applies only to trumas haaretz, the truma of produce grown inside Eretz Yisrael, whose obligation is midaraisa. However, trumas chutz laaretz ein ba mishum kohen l'seyeh beis agronos. The isra does not apply to the truma of produce grown outside Eretz Yisrael because the obligation is only midraban. The Gemara proceeds with several other leniencies of trumas chutz laaretz. Trumas ha'aretz betela b'meyeh ve'echad. If truma of Eretz Yisrael was mixed with chulun, the truma is bottled only in the majority of chulun of 101:1. However, trumas chutz laaretz betela b'roif. If truma of chutz laaretz was mixed with chulun, the truma is bottled even in the majority of chulun of only 2:1. As the Gemara relates, Rabba mevatel b'roif va'eichel b'meyeh tumasi. Rabba was a kohen, and during the times that he was tamei and forbidden to eat truma, he would mix trumas chutz laaretz with a simple majority of chulun and eat it. Trumas ha'aretz ma'afresh v'achkach oichel. The truma of Eretz Yisrael must be separated before the remaining produce is eaten. However, trumas chutz la'aretz oichel v'hoylich v'achkach ma'afresh. The truma of chutz la'aretz can be separated later, even after most of the produce was eaten. Trumas ha'aretz asal l'chol tameh. The truma of Eretz Yisrael is forbidden even to one whose truma came from an external source, such as magameis or magasheretz, a person that became tameh from touching a corpse or sheretz. However, trumas chutz la'aretz eina asura ela b'mesha tumah yotzeh l'migufay. The truma of chutz la'aretz is forbidden only to one whose truma comes from an internal source, such as a zav or nida, but it is permitted to a tameh from tumas maga. And even tumah yotzeh l'migufay, b'chila asur b'negiya mutter. The nida is only forbidden to eat trumas chutz la'aretz, but she's permitted to touch trumas chutz la'aretz because, as Rashi explains, the eina muzra la l'shamer shalei yitamena. One is not obligated to prevent trumas chutz la'aretz from becoming tameh. Accordingly, Ravina says, Nida kaitza chala va'echala kain kan. If a dough is made from wheat of chutz la'aretz, the nida may separate the chala by hand. However, only a minor kain may eat the chala's chutz la'aretz because he has no tumah megufay, but an adult kain may not eat the chala's chutz la'aretz because he does have tumah megufay. And ve'ileka kain katan, shakla bereish masa v'shadi b'tanura, v'hadar mafresh al-chala achrita va'echala kain gadol. If there is no kohen katan to be found, she burns the original challah in the oven and then separates a second challah which an adult kohen may eat. The Gemara explains that the second challah is merely required ki hecha dolish tishtakeach teres challah, so that the halachas of challah are not forgotten. Rav says regarding tumah she'en yotzeh lav megufay, one who has an external tumah such as tamei sheretz or tamei meis, toivel va'ochel b'trumas chutz la'aretz. He may eat trumas chutz la'aretz on the day he immersed himself in the mikvah, even before Harav Shemesh, sundown when he is a tful yen. The Gemara concludes, however, the halacha is otherwise, and a tamei sheretz may not eat trumas chutz la'aretz until Harav Shemesh. The previous Mishnah taught, habachar nechal shana b'shana, bin tam bin balmum. A bachar must be eaten within its first year, regardless of whether it is a bachar tam that is brought as a carbon, or a bachar balmum that is eaten as chulun. Because the pasuk states, lefnei Hashem lekecha techlena shana b'shana. I think Mar cites a machlekes in the sources for the following two halachas. L'shana didei meninan. The first year is counted from the birth of the Bechar, and not by the general year that ends on Rosh Hashanah. Bechar nechel l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Carbon Bechar is eaten for 2 days and one night. Friedem Rav says, L'shana didei meninan. Is derived from the pasuk lefnei Hashem lekecha techlen l'shana b'shana. Ezeru shana shenechneses b'chaverta, hava'im eshana shabachar. Shana b'shana implies that 1 year overlaps the next year, and this is only possible in the Bechar's birth year, which overlaps the general year. And Bechar Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad is derived from the pasuk Ubisarm Yilach Kechazei Atznufa Ukeshei Kayomen. The Hekesh comparison of Bechar Tishlamim teaches Malahalan Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad Afkan Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Just as a carbon shlam is eaten for 2 days and one night, so too a carbon Bechar is also eaten for 2 days and one night. While the Tanbei Rav holds Bechar Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad is derived from the pasuk Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Techlen Shana B'Shana. The words Shana B'Shana teach Yom Echad B'Shana Zu V'Yom Echad B'Shana Zu. The Bechar is eaten for 1 day in the current year and 1 day in the following year, in other words, for 2 days. And Lashana Didei Meninan is derived from the other Karbanis of Kadshim, whose source is in the Pasuk Keves ben Shanasai, Shanasai Shalai, Vleshana Shal Minin Oilam. The word Shanasai implies that we go according to his birth year and not according to the general year.